This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Heavy fighting has been reported between Taliban fighters and anti-Taliban resistance forces based in the Panjshir Valley after talks between the two sides failed to resolve their differences. A resistance spokesman claims a Taliban offensive was repulsed, with the Taliban suffering heavy losses. Taliban followers on social media claim that their forces have taken over several areas previously controlled by the resistance. After the fall of Kabul in mid-August, members of the Afghan security forces from across the country, who felt betrayed by the surrender of their military leaders, made their way to Panjshir to join the resistance. Each side has blamed the other for the failure of talks to resolve their differences. The Pentagon says it is not ruling out coordination with the Taliban on any future counterterrorism efforts in Afghanistan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley fought against the Taliban.
This is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
But asked directly if the U.S. may have to work with the insurgents against Islamic State militants and others.
It's possible.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin echoed Milley in calling a future relationship with the Taliban hard to predict. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.N.'s top human rights official in Afghanistan warns the country is descending into a humanitarian catastrophe as conflict, drought, and a shortage of international aid is hitting the population days after the U.S. military ended its mission in the country. Ramiz Alakbarov said Wednesday that at least one-third of the country's population now is not sure that their family will have a meal every day or not. Alakbarov said half of all Afghan children under 5 years old are in an extreme state of malnutrition. This is VOA News. France and Germany on Wednesday urged Iran to return rapidly to nuclear negotiations after a break in talks following Iranian elections in June. Paris demanded an immediate restart amid Western concerns over Tehran's expanding atomic work. France's foreign minister told his newly appointed Iranian counterpart in a telephone call that it was urgent for Tehran to return to the talks. A sixth round of indirect talks between Tehran and Washington adjourned in June after hardliner Ibrahim Raisi was elected Iran's president. Since April, Iran and six powers have tried to work out how Tehran and Washington can both return to compliance with the nuclear pact, which former President Donald Trump abandoned in 2018, later reimposing harsh sanctions on Iran. Italy began requiring domestic travelers to show a green pass certificate on Wednesday in a bid to boost vaccinations and limit COVID-19 transmission amid threats of disruptive protests. The document certifies that the holder has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine more than 15 days ago, has tested negative in the past 48 hours, or has recovered from COVID-19 in the past 6 months. The rule, announced weeks ago, applies to domestic flights, train travel between regions, and sea travel. Local buses, trams, and metros are exempt from the rule. India has dramatically increased COVID-19 vaccination rates in its rural areas, where around 65% of the country's nearly 1.4 billion people live. India opened shots for adults in May, but the campaign faltered in villages due to vaccine hesitancy and misinformation. That trend changed in mid-July, and of the nearly 120 million shots administered in the past 3 weeks, around 70% were in India's villages, up from around half in the initial weeks of May. Residents of the U.S. Gulf Coast are struggling to recover from Hurricane Ida, which knocked out power to more than a million people Sunday. AP's Rita Foley has an update.
They've been able to get the power back on for some folks in New Orleans, but the energy company says reconnecting everybody is going to take time. Resident C.C. Rock has this question.
We pay an electricity bill that's upwards of $400 a month, and now we don't have electricity?
Raymond Rock says he's got faith.
I was born and raised in New Orleans, and New Orleans people are resilient. And we're going to get through this.
Thousands of line workers are working to restore electricity. I'm Rita Foley.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.